Jumping back a few weeks, HSEW played a tight game against Clarinda, falling 60-57 to finish off the season. It was a game that went all the way down to the end, as the Vikings continued to keep up their effort all season, and saw that effort finally start to pay off, just as the Cardinals knocked in a few shots to put themselves over the edge.
All but about a minute 45, we were very pleased with how we played that last game, you know, and we had a really big win against Denison the week before. And so, we were trending in the right direction. And our effort was stellar and had been really, really, really consistent for us all year. But especially towards the end, we were just playing really, really high. And we were finally starting to kind of match that execution. And that game, like I said, until about the last minute 45, we played the way that we wanted to play. We had really tough defense. We rebounded the ball. We were giving up a lot of size. And experience against the Clarinda team, but we battled all the way through it. So a lot of really good things for us. I felt we still ended the season on the right note. It's just, unless you win at all, it always ends too early.
Head coach G.G. Harris was challenged with a very young group of athletes this season. With young athletes comes individual development that needs to happen over the course of time. The priority for these boys now is to play more basketball to work on better shooting, ball handling, and effective communication.
It's really tough to become a good shooter or really a high-level scoring team during the season. A lot of that work has got to get taken place in the offseason and on your own. That individual work really challenged those guys that are returning to take a little bit more pride and a little bit more priority in their individual game, but then also just into each other and make it stressing getting into the gym and finding ways to improve our individual skill development. Dribble, passing, shooting, those are things that we've got to work on in the offseason, and hopefully that'll pay off and when it comes to the season time, because we there was moments when we could score, but we were not consistent with it, and a lot of it had to do with just simple offensive individual development. And then I tell you what, the other side is we just got to play more basketball. The game was still very fast for us. We want to play fast, but mentally, we want it to be slow, and the game was still very fast for a lot of them. And I know that they were young, but you get in the games 15, 16, 17, you're not freshmen, sophomores, juniors anymore. You're experienced players, and that only happens if you play more in the offseason. So whether it's pickup, whether it's 3-on-3, whether it's playing in the park, whether it's going to shootouts, whatever that is, as a team and as a program, we've got to make that a higher priority to play more basketball.
With the end of the season comes a legacy for a player. Nick Denning was a 4-year starter for the Vikings in basketball. He continued to put in time, effort, and intensity into every practice and game all season.
Yeah, he's gonna be missed. I mean, it's a 4-year starter for football, 4-year starter for basketball. He's gonna be a 5-year starter in baseball. He wasn't gonna go off track, but now he's off the track. So, he's just one of those kids that he's a culture kid. You talk about the energy that he brings. Just an unbelievable energy and character about that young man, and what he did for me is just, I knew I could always count on him, and if we're changing something or, we're having a tough time, like this season wasn't easy for us. And for him, it could have been easy to cash in, but, he shows up every day, bringing his best effort, brings great energy. And when you have guys like that, I mean, you just, not only do you root for him, but like, you don't get them all the time.
The spring season is coming up for HSCW Athletics, and Coach Harris is looking for his boys to get out for other sports to continue their competitive edge, while also helping those teams get better to top it all off. Playing on other teams helps keep the team camaraderie alive in a program and helps one successful season carry into the next. Expect to see many HSCW athletes in spring and summer sports seasons.
Well, as you said, we pride ourselves in being multi-sport athletes. That was one of the first things is, yes, you got to get in the gym, but you got to get in the weight room. We got to get stronger. We got to get mentally tougher. We got to, we got to train. Not just work out, we got to train. Getting in the weight room, getting in the gym, but then you got to compete. If you're not out for a spring sport, get out for a spring sport. If you're not up for baseball, get out for baseball. Right. We want to compete year round. You can't replicate competition. You can say that you're going to work out and get in the gym and all that other stuff, but you can't replicate that competing atmosphere. And so we want them to get out for other sports. And so that definitely, if that happens, that will help the basketball program and team next year.
While HSCW finished 5-17 on the season, they are a young team that continues to build on their strengths and gives their all in every game. So expect to see a good team come next season. I'm Zach Collins reporting.